Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Garagiola. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the New York Giants, Johnny Antonelli. And now, play ball. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is called out on strikes. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Garagiola settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller strikes out. Two outs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-1 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Garagiola and he is safe. Banks steals second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Garagiola settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Mays steals second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Bob rushes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush strikes out. 1 out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 2 in the game. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 1 in the game. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko fields the ball and throws to second. Banks drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Banks. Williams moves to second. 2 outs. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Antonelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bilko is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCullough hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Irvin. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Irvin steals second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0-for-2 in the game. Garagiola hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush strikes out. One out. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-3 in the game. Talbot hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Davey Williams. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gardner pinch runs for Bill Taylor. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Johnny Antonelli. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rhodes moves to third. Jim Davis now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko fields it and throws to home to get Rhodes. Lockman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Hoffman pinch hits for Hank Thompson. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to third. Dark moves to second. Al Corwin pinch runs for Bobby Hoffman. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Billy Gardner now playing second base. Dusty Rhodes now playing left field. Monty Irvin now playing third base. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Irvin juggles the ball. That's an error on Irvin. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi pinch hits for Steve Bilko. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. There goes Fondi trying to get to third. Rhodes throws the ball into Irvin, who tags Fondi for the out. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. DeFondi now playing first base. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 3 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Garagiola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garagiola is 0 for 3 in the game. Garagiola hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lennon pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Bob Lennon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lennon hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.